Every now and then, a story hits a nerve in our collective consciousness. That was the case recently when a mild-mannered writer named Colin Bevan began blogging about his and his wife's experiment in what they call no-impact living. Talk show hosts, from Diane Sawyer to Scott Simon to Stephen Colbert, all wanted to talk to him.
People are intent on replacing the American way with wind power and tree bark burgers.
Could you live with worms in your kitchen, or without taking a bus or a subway, using cleaning liquids or toilet tissue?
Like this one New York family, the Bevans, who are 5 months into a year-long quest to live without impacting the environment. The rules? No toilet paper, no incandescent bulbs, or disposable razors, or magazines, or newspapers.
They eat only food grown within a 250-mile radius of their apartment.
Television, planes, trains, automobiles, elevators, plastic bags, or shopping for anything new.
They refuse to fly. They refuse to ride the subway or take an elevator. All of this in the middle of vertical downtown Manhattan.
It's like Gilligan's Island, only completely implausible.
After defending himself on the Colbert Report and Talk of the Nation, Colin Bevan may be happy to get back to composting worms by candlelight. In the meantime, he stopped by our New York studio to tell Anne Strainchamps how his life has changed in the past year.
I mean, I often say I'm just your typical Manhattan schlub trying to figure out how to live a life that doesn't make me feel as though I'm killing the planet. And in fact, although I believed in all the environmental conservation stuff, all I did was vote in a way that would help before. So both my wife Michelle and I, we work full-time. I'm a writer. She's a writer. So, you know, at the end of the day, we'd be ordering takeout, lots of plastic tubs coming our way. At the weekend, in the summer, if we wanted to go to the beach, we'd be like, well, we could take the train, but no, on the other hand, we could rent an SUV. So my life was, I think this caused a mild depression in me because my life wasn't in line with my values. And so the idea of this project is to see, well, what happens if we just stop? What happens if we let go of all these conveniences and the consumption and see whether we really need that stuff and also whether our lives might turn out to be happier?
So paint us a picture of what your life is like now compared to what it was, say, a year ago. You went cold turkey on a lot of things. Like what?
So daily life now, you know, it used to be that breakfast would come. We'd get, even at breakfast, we'd often get the bagel man to come. Isabella, my little girl, would say, the man, call the man. But now we get up and we have breakfast, which is usually just toast, which is made from my own bread that I make myself because we have this local eating element. Then we kind of each go our separate ways. Isabella goes to the babysitter, which means carrying her down 9 flights of stairs because we don't use the elevators. And then
you
back
won't even
up 6
use the elevator?
We try not to. I mean, and, you know, again, at the beginning we were like, even ourselves, we thought, this is crazy. But the fact of the matter is that we live on the 9th floor, by walking up and down the stairs all the time, I've lost the spare tire around my gut and we're fit and healthy again. So it's funny because we also, for example, we don't use any carbon-emitting transportation at all. So I bicycle and my wife, Michelle, uses a push scooter. We shop only at the farmer's market now because of the local food element. We can't buy anything in packaging. So,
and you said no electric lights?
Yeah, and well, the electric lights went out on Saturday night.
So that we're means just absolutely that. No appliances. Do you have a refrigerator?
Right. Yeah, we're trying this technology called the pot in the pot, which is a Nigerian invention where there's one pot inside a larger pot with a layer of wet sand in between, and then water evaporates from the sand and it cools the inner pot.
You're using a little pot to
it's
replace your entire refrigerator?
No, it's a big pot. These are
but
big pots.
How many cartons of milk can you fit in it?
Well, I could fit a bunch of cartons of milk, but it doesn't keep the milk as cold as the refrigerator does. So what it means is that I just have to do the shopping more often. Instead of doing like shopping once a week, I do the shopping every other day.
You know, it's funny listening to a lot of the interviews you've done. Every interviewer seems to have a different thing they can't imagine doing without. So for the Times reporter, it was toilet paper. Scott Simon seemed to get kind of hung up on disposable diapers and olive oil. What else have you found stops people in their tracks?
The elevators. Well, the electricity. Honestly, the electricity is stopping me in my tracks a little bit. Our bedroom and our bathroom faces the ventilation shaft in our building, so there's not a lot of natural light, and that's bugging me a little bit.
Do you think this kind of thing can make much of a difference, or is it more sort of a sop to the conscience, kind of like a personal greenwashing?
I think it's there's three things. One, it can make a difference. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report that just came out specifically said that changes in lifestyle can help. The second thing is that there's lots of people out there that feel bad, like I did, about the planet. I felt bad about the planet. And the fact of the matter is I just feel better and happier feeling as though I'm trying to do something. And last of all, I can't tell you how many people either write to me or come up to me, friends, strangers who go to my blog, all sorts of people. They say, you know, I can't do what you're doing, but I just read your blog and it's made me think I should change the light bulbs, or I'm really thinking about what I can do differently in my life. And each of us can, it's a ripple effect. When each of us lives according to our conscience, it has an incredible power and it spreads outwards and other people pay attention too. So, you know, it has value for all sorts of reasons.
I know one of the things you wanted to do over the course of this year was document what you did, but also how you reacted. What do you think has been sort of the emotional trajectory of the experiment for you and for your wife and daughter?
The first day that we started this experiment, I was walking down the street, and, the experiment works in stages. So because just to do the whole thing at once was to bite off more than we could chew. So there was first no trash, and then local eating, and no carbon-producing transportation. And then we, keep all the things as we move along. So the very first day of the experiment was no trash. And I was walking down the street, and I was hungry. And I was walking past bagel places and pizza places. And that stage, local eating wasn't part, but making no trash was. So I couldn't go into any of these places because it was all paper plates and paper napkins. And I started to, I was like, why am I doing this dumb experiment? What have I got myself into now? And everybody's, I walked past a BMW SUV and everybody else gets to do that and not care and have fun. It's not fair. Why do I have to? And then slowly but surely, I actually, started to see the value in what I was doing and also to feel better. And also my wife's a big shopper. She's happier because she doesn't feel all the time like she has to catch up with the Joneses sort of thing. We're less attached to stuff, I would say, is one of the things that's changed. Because we have no TV, we have our friends over a lot to play charades. Charades has become a big thing in our life. And we're finding this kind of relating with people more than just hiding out with our television is a lot more fulfilling. I would say our lives actually feel fuller.
Colin Bevan talking with Anne Strangechamps. You can keep up with his adventures in green living on his blog. Just come to our website, ttbook.org, and we'll link you there.